Relax and indulge at Nemacolin's Woodland Spa and Holistic Healing Center, where you'll find relaxing massages and treatments, cutting-edge therapies, and traditional holistic practices to uncover life balance and overall wellness. Nemacolin's Holistic Healing Center offers guests innovative, personalized, and unique offerings, including yoga retreats, special services like infrared light therapy, cryotherapy, and more that you won't find anywhere else. To plan your wellness escape, visit nemacolin.com for more details.
After 12, good afternoon. In Parliament, both the Home Affairs Minister Hlengiwe Mkhize and the Director Gerald Mkhatheli Apleni have failed to arrive at a hearing of the Home Affairs Portfolio Committee, which wants to investigate the decision to give the Gupta family early naturalisation. Last week, it emerged that now Finance Minister Melusi Gigaba had changed an earlier decision by his then department to deny the Gupta family early naturalisation. In his signed letter, he said he was waiving the residential requirements and granting the Gupta's citizenship by naturalization. EWN's Rahima Essop in Parliament for us. Rahima, good afternoon to you. Welcome back to the Midday Report. Where are the Minister and Director General?
Well, Stephen, the Director General of Home Affairs was expected to appear before the Portfolio Committee at 9:30 this morning, but he had to cancel because of a scheduling conflict. It would appear that he had to attend other committee meetings elsewhere in Parliament. We were told that the department had to brief the National Council of Provinces on other matters. This is surprising for two reasons, Stephen. The first is that members of the Home Affairs Committee had been notified that they had to be on time for today's meeting because it had been confirmed that the Director General would answer questions on the Gupta naturalization matter. A message to that effect had been sent to them yesterday. The second reason that this is surprising is because there's all-around consensus that this is a matter of great public importance. In fact, that phrase was used repeatedly during today's meeting, so important that it requires immediate attention. In fact, Cedric Froelich, the man with whom chairpersons of committees liaise with and take instruction from, released a statement yesterday directing four portfolio committees to urgently investigate allegations of state capture. Members of the Gupta family, Stephen, as we all know, are at the center of these accusations.
How have MPs reacted to the fact that they haven't arrived?
Well, when it became clear that the Director General was busy elsewhere, MPs found themselves in a bit of a bind. They had to figure out how to proceed. But due to the fact that opposition MPs were insisting that the matter be dealt with today and some ANC MPs were pushing for postponement, they wrangled for about an hour, not something that we're not used to here in Parliament. The opposition MPs took the position that because the issue is in the public domain and that the committee has been directed by parliamentary officials to investigate, that it requires urgent attention and no dawdling would be tolerated in their view. The ANC agreed, yes, that this is a serious issue, but they were prepared to postpone to a more suitable date for practical reasons. One voice in particular, Stephen, that stuck out for me today is the voice of ANC MP Maisela Kekana. Now, he's a member of the Gauteng provincial leadership of the SACP in the Gauteng province, and he took a notably stronger stance when compared to his ANC colleagues. His position, which he articulated unambiguously, was that those who have questions to answer should be summoned to Parliament today, because as we were told this morning, many of them are currently in the parliamentary precinct. So unlike his other ANC colleagues, his contribution was more in line with many of the opposition MPs.
Rahima Essop, thank you very much indeed. On the line from Parliament.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at an historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. That's tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.